You don't get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money, but I do, I do.
I think y'all having a good time out there.
Hey, help make a child's holiday by donating a new unwrapped toy at First Energy Stadium during the Browns Toys for Tots toy drive. That's Sunday, December 15th, and Marines and Cleveland Browns alumni will be collecting the toys and cash donations at the stadium gates during this game between the Browns, before and during this game between the Browns and the Bears. Donate a toy and touch a life during the Browns Toys for Tots toy drive. Vic Carucci with you from Liberty Ford Lincoln in Vermilion. We're going to get with Gerard Cherry very shortly to get his kind of closing thoughts on today. But with me right now is Jeff Hilko from this dealership. Jeff, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Vic. Really excited about this.
It's yes.
A lot of fun.
It is, and so great to have you here. Tell us, again, what people can kind of look forward to, not only if they come in today besides our presence, but the whole good timing in getting a vehicle here at Liberty Ford.
Well, Vic, we have the Dream Big sales event going on right now, along with the Lincoln Wish List sales event. Both of them are happening now. We also have the certified pre-owned vehicles available, whether it be Ford or Lincoln. So, yeah, a lot of excitement, a lot of vehicles.
I'm loving my Ford Explorer. I got a 2014, and it's four-wheel drive. The snow's coming down. That's a perfect thing. But I'm looking at some of these sweet Lincolns here, and that one in front of us is an all-wheel drive guy, right? So
that's
that gets you through the snow, too.
That's correct.
In style.
In style, and
nice.
It goes through the snow. That's
nice.
Right.
Jeff, thank you very much. We appreciate it, my
appreciate
man.
Appreciate you guys being here.
Your hospitality has been wonderful. We've loved this whole tour. All right, Gerard Cherry with us now. Hello, Gerard.
How's it going, Vic and Nathan?
Good.
It's going really well. And, we had Brian Billick with us, and we talked about, obviously, the topic of quarterbacks. And I thought the thing that really kind of stuck out, and I guess we knew this, but he put it in perspective. He said, after that game is over Sunday, three of those quarterbacks may not be with the respective teams in Jason Campbell and the two guys, McCown and Cutler, for the Bears. It's pretty wild.
It is pretty wild, and just shows you how crazy the quarterback position has been of late. And then you look at what's taking place in Washington, D.C. with RG3 and he being benched potentially, because we don't know what Daniel Snyder may veto that vote by Shanahan for Kirk Cousins. And you say to yourself, what the heck is going on? I heard you guys talking earlier about the situation in Washington, Vic, and I'd just like to add this. I'm with you that a head coach should be able to manage those waters at the same time. Don't get into that contest that you, I love how you put it,
you.
Peeing contest. I would have said something else.
I thought that was, G-rated,
yeah,
or whatever.
That was.
Right?
That was a nice
acceptable
way.
Acceptable on family radio.
Yeah, nice subtle way of putting it.
Subtle.
But here's the thing, though, for me with the RG3 situation. In my opinion, if you're going to be the leader of a football team, you have to display selflessness at such a high level that it melts out of your skin and the rest of the guys gravitate and grab a hold of that. When you have his own teammates saying that this guy, that being RG3, needs to take accountability, that he needs to own up to certain things, and then he's doing certain things that displays that he's better than other guys and that he matters more, and we all know he does, you just don't pronounce. So that's the worst thing you can do in a locker room is give off the ideal that you are better than everyone else and that you mean more. Tom Brady does a fantastic job of coming across like one of the guys when we all know that he has bigger and better things going on a personal level and on a football level. But he doesn't come across like that. And RG3 needs to hurry up and learn that if you're going to be successful and you want to have your lineman block for you and feel a personal pain when you do get sacked, you better start treating them with equality, a sense of equality, and that you're on the same level as they are. Because if you don't do that, you will struggle.
Yes, you will. I like that.
Love that. Good stuff.
Yeah. Gerard is fired up. Gerard, as you look at the matchup problems, we talked yesterday a little bit about where you thought Hayden would go. Would it be Jeffrey? Would it be Marshall? No matter who Hayden covers, the other player against Buster Screen is going to be a very challenging matchup for Buster. He's going to be giving up a lot of size
right.
in that matchup as well. So schematically, how do you approach that? Is that a situation where you're saying, okay, we're going to try to trust Joe to go man-to-man on his side of the field, and we're going to try to put a safety over the top to give Buster some help? How do you deal with that?
That would be the best way to do things. But initially, guys, just to build on Buster Screen's confidence and that it being the later part of the season, let's see what he does early on. Now, it may cost you, But this stage of the game, we want to have a viable quarter for next year. And if he's able to hold up, just imagine what his confidence is going to do as far as taking off. So you're taking a risk in that, Nathan, but the prudent thing to do would be to do exactly what you suggested. Get a safety or some sort of extra DB and put him over top of him. Or if you can realize Marshall doesn't run that many deep routes, then just pretty much run cover two or cloud corner on that side and have Joe go man-to-man. So there's a variation of things you can do, but I'm with you on that. But initially, I would just like to see what Buster can do on his own just to send a message to him that, hey, we got your back. But if it becomes a situation where Buster is getting beat like a drum, you got to make that transition.
Do you we're visiting with Gerard Cherry, his usual spot here on the show. Do you see this team taking to the message of last home game, and that means something even more than just playing the first of three final games on the schedule? The fact it's the last home game, does that resonate with players?
Yeah, it should resonate with players, and it does, because it's your last outing, this year's last showing to show that you value being on this football team, not only to the fans, but also to the organization. And the last thing you want to do is have egg in your face, a pie thrown at you, or, and if you're in the Middle East somewhere, a shoe thrown at you because you were in a situation where you did not show up.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I like the shoe thing. I hope that, but I don't want to see any shoes or pies
shoes.
Or any other projectiles. Gerard, thank you so much. By the way, folks, make sure you're tuning in, because Gerard Cherry and Bruce Hooley will be on after this show. That'll be in moments, actually. It's the Hooley and Gerard Show right here on ESPN 850 WKNR. This has been a lot of fun to be here at the Liberty Ford and Lincoln dealership in Vermilion. I've had a blast. We got one more to go of our tour of all five of the Liberty family of dealerships, and I will be in Brunswick tomorrow. My good friend.
One
partner,
more day, Notorious. Then you're back.
I'm back. Nathan Zagura. And by the way, do we have a decision yet on the nickname? Are we going to leave people hanging, or do we have one?
We'll go. We'll go with it tomorrow. We're going to leave them hanging. We're going to have a big consulting meeting, and then we're going to come. We'll have something tomorrow.
All right. I want a lot of thought put into this. This is
there
not going to be
there's
done.
There's a lot of
there's
thought
a lot
going
of
into thought. This.
A lot of back and forth and discussion and meetings and debates. I love
yes.
it. Megan Rock coordinating that.
Whiteboards
we thank her.
Will be involved.
Whiteboards and overhead projectors and PowerPoint presentation. Exactly. I love this. Yes, this is exactly how this is. I think I just said overhead projector. Welcome to the 2013 business, Vic. Anyway, we want to thank Brian Billick for being on this show, Gerard Cherry for his participation, Scott Petrek, thank you. We want to thank, of course, all our callers who were involved in this show as well, and the winner of our contest, the Wednesday winner, I want to say this, is Bruce Gibbs. He is from Willoughby, who won the autographed football. It's autographed by T.J. Ward, so thank you for that, and thank everybody else who was part of this. Oh, Buster Screen and Jameer Howerton. Got to thank those guys as well. Our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Again, tomorrow from Liberty Ford in Brunswick, that's where I'll be, and Nathan Zagura from the studio in Berea. Want to thank you for being with us on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Literally, Notorious is there again tomorrow. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Nickname Thursday.
That's right.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.